T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Lissa's Local Live Music Podcast. Every week I bring you a new local artist that I love, somebody I'm a fan of, and I tell you where they're going to be on the weekend. And this week's artist is really cool. It's a band from Scranton. They are a Weezer tribute band called No Memories. Matt Mang, Brad Bineski, welcome, gentlemen.
How you doing? Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, I've seen you guys multiple times. I always enjoy your show. Last time I saw you, I think, was a while ago at Backyard Ale House. And I was trying to figure out when you first got together, because I saw your very first show. What year was it?
It was probably about, what, 4 years ago, maybe?
Was it
2015
or 14?
Somewhere in
there.
I think
it was April of 2014 at O'Leary's was our first show.
Yeah, O'Leary's was our first show, which is now Finnegan's.
Yes.
Coming up on the 5-year anniversary. It doesn't seem...
Yeah, we started rehearsing probably maybe 6 months before that.
I think Parade Day was our first, like, nonstop 8-hour rehearsal, where we were, like, trying to get things situated. It was a month before our first show, so... No, I was wrong. November was our first, like, big knockout one, I think.
Yeah.
Now, whose idea was it to start a Weezer tribute band, and how did you find the other guys, or were you all friends anyway?
So it started in two areas, actually. I reached out to Ed Kuzo, who Gidge just plays guitar in the band. I reached out to both of those guys because Weezer finally put out another good record and everything will be all right in the end. I reached out to them and they seemed interested. We tried a bassist or two out and it kind of seemed like it was going to stall out. And then I got a text from Mang, who kind of had a similar idea.
They didn't love me then at first.
I don't believe that for a second.
But
they were lukewarm about you.
I actually had tried starting a project around the same time where we were going to cover... entire albums, like classic albums.
That's a cool idea too.
And
but not one specific artist. Anybody?
Right. Yeah. We would just do
cool
one album,
too.
Then move on to somebody else's classic album. And the first one we worked on was Weezer's Blue album.
Okay.
And we had one or two rehearsals, and then the guy who was singing for that moved out of town.
Dope.
And so that just fell apart. And literally a week later, these guys posted a video of them doing something with Weezer, and I messaged one of them saying, like, you bastard, you're taking my idea. This is what I wanted to be doing something similar. And they were like, oh, well, we need a bass player.
Serendipitous. And so it was amazing.
Isn't it weird how stuff comes together like that?
And we'd known each other for, you know, a decade plus, because we'd go and see Mang play bass in The Raining Toads and stuff. Gidge, myself, and Ed were in a band called Melded.
Okay.
And then Gidge and myself were in bands called Shattered Sky and stuff like that back in the day. So we've been playing a lot of people way back.
Yeah, we'd all done shows together.
Yeah, we used to open up for those guys and Felix Sarko.
Yes, you would
like
open
that.
For me.
Yes.
Remember that.
He's got a t-shirt that says it. You used to open for me.
He always reminds me to kiss the ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not on my finger.
Is there anybody in the band that was not a huge Weezer fan when you started? They're just good musicians, so they're in it? Or are you all fans?
I mean, we're all peripherally like fans of Weezer, especially like the early stuff. Ed's the singer. He's probably the most diehard Weezer fan, even though he is very critical of their really bad stuff, which is not in short supply. They've got probably about 3 or 4 throwaway records that we probably don't even touch anything off of.
Yeah, and when the band started, it was pretty much post most of those albums. And I had sort of dropped off from paying attention to Weezer during that time. And then, like Brad mentioned, they released this album, Everything Will Be All Right in the End, and it was sort of a return to form to their earlier stuff.
That and White.
So, yeah,
White,
and then that followed up with their White album, which was excellent.
How do you guys feel about the covers album? And do you do a lot of that stuff or any of that stuff?
Well, when they initially released Africa, it was deafening, the
you're
the
not
requests
getting out of a bar without playing that song.
Yeah, so we had already added Africa to the set a couple months ago.
Even though Rosanna was the better cover.
Yeah, they actually released a cover of Rosanna
prior.
I think they were trolling the requests to do Africa by doing Rosanna. And Rosanna, I did think, was superior cover.
It actually, like,
Africa.
See, my beef with the Teal album is that it sounds almost like verbatim. The covers sound verbatim, just maybe synth heavy, because Gidge, our guitarist, says maybe, like, he feels like the reason they made that record is because they all got like a synth patch for Christmas that they all just wanted to like play the
like
synth.
A little kid. I don't know how I can use this, but it's true. Although they picked some pretty challenging stuff, because even that Africa song, that's challenging. ELO. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a lot of layers in
songs.
That.
Yeah,
so there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. It's, I mean, not that, you know, you're going to expect them to put out Pinkerton, you know, versions of those songs or anything. It would have just been nice to get some more Weezer flair on the covers. They're pretty verbatim and they're
that's true.
Very synthy. And
I've heard people say refer to it as Weezer karaoke.
Right.
It's sort of just
I
like
guess that's accurate.
Rivers singing over, you know, mostly, except for like things like No Scrubs is pretty, you know, obviously original.
Which I loved, doing acoustic. Being a TLC fan. I thought that was great. Now, when you guys first began, was there a little bit of nervousness? Because Weezer is a very select group of fans. And I would say that Scranton is a very interesting hit or miss crapshoot of what they're going to like. Right. Were you worried that it might not get a huge draw? You've done great, but right. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we had a ton invested, just some time into it, you know? So
you
it's like,
lose.
Let's do it. We're going to have fun. We're going to enjoy it. Let's put it out there. And then that first show we did at O'Leary's was pretty big.
I would say the most surprising thing about the reception is that, like, obviously the hits are big, you know, when you play like Buddy Holly, Sweater Song, stuff like that. But the most surprising thing is the reception we get for like B-side, like Blue Album and Pinkerton B-sides and stuff like that. Like, people like don't expect us to dig those out of our back pocket and play like
You're Welcome My Dreams.
Yeah. I'm so bad.
And then there's a group of people up front singing these obscure songs
that
with
was
us.
My other question, because you get these crazy Weezer fans that are probably requesting deep cuts and things that most people don't know, and then they're probably just amazed when you not only do know it, but you're willing to play it.
Right.
And the good thing, fortunate for us, is that a lot of Weezer's B-sides are actually really good, too. They're not just throwaway songs. They have some good rockers and some good, just well-written songs that some reason just didn't make albums.
It would help us to start talking about how Weezer is very good, because we've been kind of crapping on them for some of their bad stuff.
If you're in a tribute band that you yourselves constructed, you're obviously fans.
Yeah,
so
right.
I think you get a pass on that.
Well, the name of the band, even, No Memories, comes from our refusal to play the Weezer stuff we don't like. I came up with the name because the song Memories, we generally don't like the song Memories. I'm going to speak for everybody. I don't know if I like
that song a lot.
Okay, Brad likes it a lot.
I didn't even make that connection.
I came up with the name No Memories just to say, like, we're not going to play the things.
But it also is a lyric in Island in the Sun.
It's No Memory. Yeah, I think it's No Memory, you know, so. Yeah,
wow, that's really. So funny. What is the weirdest comment you've heard from some of the Weezer super fans?
I think it's mostly praise. We've got, like, a handful of people that are pretty, like, they're almost at 100% like attendance for shows.
That's
you
nice.
Gotta like call out like Dom and Katie, and you know, they've made I would say 95% of our shows.
Yeah, and Katie, this girl Katie, we're playing her wedding.
That's true.
Because they met at our show.
Oh, you guys, that's so beautiful. That's such an honor.
Matchmakers.
So, Katie and Dave, you know, that's for you.
That's fantastic. But like I tell my friends when I've brought them to some of your shows, and a lot of them don't know Weezer at all, and I'm going, that's fine. Because like you said, their music is good enough. You're going to have fun no matter what.
Yeah, there's always fun instrumentation. There's definitely a lot of hooks. You know, they've got hits out there. So
And a lot of people who tell me that, oh, I don't know, I maybe heard the name, I don't know. And you play them a couple songs, I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. Now tell me about this event this weekend, because I think this is a really cool idea.
This is your idea, so I'll let you take that.
Yeah,
Matt, was your idea?
Yes, it was my idea.
Look at you with the good ideas. He's good for about one
once
a year.
You're even giving me a little credit.
I'm on a counter for about every 11, 12 months.
How did this come about?
This Saturday we're playing at Stage West, which is formerly The Vault on Main Avenue in Scranton. And just trying to think of different ideas just to get people to show up. But stick around also. You know, a lot of times we get people to come in for a set and bounce out. And of course, there's lots of other stuff going on.
The floaters.
Usually lots of other, yeah.
Yeah, they have a drink and then they're like waving to you 5 minutes later. Thanks for the support.
I'm always trying to come up with something to, you know, just the new incentives and everything.
Yeah.
So I thought mixing it with maybe a trivia night, give people incentive to stick around. And, you know, you hear a set of music, then you get a couple questions.
Now,
then
is
you
it Weezer trivia or is it just trivia?
Weezer trivia. Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah.
And it makes sense. I think that was a cool event to kind of come up with, because Stage West is always, it's a new concept. And a lot of the events they're doing are very different. So to just go and play a cover set, you know, we probably could have got away with, but I think it was a great idea to add trivia and add a little more, you know, bang to the
night. They're adventurous, like with their noir nights, and they've got all different kinds of music in there, even singer-songwriters to punk bands.
Oh, yeah.
So I like that they're willing to kind of take a chance on some cool event like this.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Now, who's going to be hosting the trivia part? Is it you guys?
It's us, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
we're doing the whole thing.
And you thought of the questions?
We have some questions. We got to come up with a couple more. Yeah. We're probably going to do like three rounds of questions in between sets. And then, you know, if you want to win the big prizes, you have to stick around for the end, too. So that gives
people
incentive.
What is the big prize?
Well, Steve Matheson, he runs Stage West there, has a lot of good shows coming up. And I think he's going to be throwing in some free tickets to some of the upcoming shows.
Cool.
Yeah, like maybe Sponge, or there's Tantric with Saving Abel and some other shows like that. I'm not sure exactly which shows he's going to be giving us tickets to give away to, but they're going to be, so you can score some tickets. We also do have some Weezer related little items. Everything from a
man jumped on eBay.
Yeah, I got some like guitar tab books. I got some pins, some stickers.
That's good stuff.
Then also, are we getting a sponsorship, Brad?
I'm a sales rep for Great Lakes Brewing Company.
Beautiful.
And so Steve and I talked. We're going to be a little bit of a sponsor tonight. It's just our beer is going to be available, and I'm going to be giving away an OGO Great Lakes golf bag.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, hopefully if you win, you like golf.
Am I eligible for that?
Maybe.
You guys have all sorts of cool stuff. That's going to be so fun.
Selfie.
Are you seriously pausing this interview to take a selfie? You're so 12.
Yeah. Mang did it. Like you wouldn't notice or something.
Miley Cyrus over here. Okay, let's tell everybody where they can find you guys online because I think you're fabulous. Where's the best place to go?
Facebook's pretty much the hub of all of our communication. Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably facebook.com/nomemories-weezer, but
I found that if you just search No Memories.
Yeah, that's the best way to go.
The name, full name on Facebook is No Memories Weezer Tribute.
No Memories-Weezer Tribute.
Yeah, okay.
Because there are a couple more Weezer tributes out in the internet.
Except
there.
No substitutes.
Mm-hmm. No,
these are
no
the real deal, Holyfield. These are the guys, okay? They're the ultimate. Matt, Brad, thank you so much.
Cheers, thanks for having us.
Memories this weekend. Yeah. Go see them.
98.5 KRZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.